I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Donald Trump may go to jail. That's right. The judge may throw him in jail, which would be the absolute best thing that could happen to Donald Trump's political future. I dare him to do it. I really do. I mean, could you just, you can't write this any better, can you? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaVanaria, VanariaDental.com. I want to remind you, first of all, thank you if you joined us in KMA on Friday. We had a great time. It really was a blast, and I just am so grateful for all the wonderful people that came out. The Zeoli Army was in full force in Cape May. I mean, every time somebody got up, somebody else took their seat. It was fantastic. Well, we are going to do a Trump rally watch party this coming Saturday at Mulligan's Shore Bar in Wildwood. That's right. I'll be there starting at 5 o'clock. Just as the rally gets going, we'll watch it together and we'll enjoy some great food and drink. Mulligan's is one of my favorite spots on the Jersey Shore. Mulligan Shore Bar. So join us for that this coming Saturday, May 11th. Or go to the rally and then have a great time. Or don't go to the rally. Come hang out with me. It's up to you. It's up to you. I told you I'm not a rally guy. I've been to rallies before, and I'm just not a big rally guy. But you know, some people go and they go to all of them. Like, I thought it was really cool at KMA. Some people said, this is my fifth show here live in KMA. I think that's great. It's fantastic. Some people have done that with the Trump rallies too. They go to all of them. They haven't missed one. That's great. But I'll be with you hanging out at Mulligan's and we'll have a great time. Speaking of Trump, of course, you know, this idea that this judge may lock him up, threatening to jail him for gag violations. It's ridiculous. I mean, here's the president of the United States of America, the leading Republican candidate for president of the United States, a guy who absolutely may, in fact, be the next president. And the judge acknowledged that. You know, the judge acknowledged. He said, I don't take this lightly. You're the former president. There's a good chance you might be president again. I don't want to have to put you in jail. But I think what the judge really means is he doesn't want to have to be in a situation where he has to turn around and help Trump become president of the United States of America. Because that's what will happen if he throws him in jail. You know what I mean? That's what will happen. He will only help Trump, politically speaking. He'll join the ranks of some very famous people and civil rights disruptors. So, I mean, do it. Go for it. You know, go for it. Just get it. Get it. Here's what you do. You throw him in jail. You help the guy out. You help him out completely. And just so you know, I mean, if I'm not the only one saying this, Andy McCarthy said the same thing, too. It would be politically disastrous for the Democrats if they ordered Donald Trump to be jailed. It'd be politically disastrous for them. And he's not wrong, by the way. He's not wrong. Andy McCarthy is right when he says this, because when you think about it, every single time the Democrats do something to Trump, every single time, every time they do something, they go after him in court, whatever it is, right? It turns around and it benefits him in a big way. And they don't learn this. Some people would learn. I mean, some people would learn this. Some people would learn this and they would figure it out and they would just not do these things anymore. They would understand the damage that they're doing to themselves. They would understand the damage that they're doing to their own political cause, and they would stop doing it. But these are not smart people, because their Trump derangement syndrome does not allow them to see the forest through the trees. That's why when people come out, like Bill Maher and others who come out and say things like, well, you know what, if they keep doing this, it's only going to help Trump. It only helps him. That's exactly right. Here's a little bit of Andy McCarthy today.
News contributor. That would be a big leap, but what do you think, Andy?
Well, I think it'd be politically disastrous for Democrats to have Donald Trump be put in jail over this. I think it would just cause more scrutiny for this case, which is very, very politicized. I don't see how that helps them politically. So I think the judge is backing himself into a bad corner by continuing to draw a line in the sand that I think he really doesn't want to cross with these threats of incarceration.
You're the legal. I'm not. As I've often told you, I've watched a lot of law shows, so I think I qualify. But the one thing that struck me, couldn't the judge make this easier on himself and everybody else if he just said, the standards I'm applying to you, Donald Trump, I will apply now to Michael Cohen?
Well, there's less law for the proposition that you can stifle a witness than a party. But you're quite right that there's what the law exactly says, and there's what the judge could do if the judge really wants. If the judge made it clear to prosecutors that he wants their witness to stop talking about Trump and talking about the case, that would happen quickly. He's not doing that on the rationalization that Trump is the only one who's on trial.
Exactly.
But the thing is, Neil, if what he's saying is that he's trying to shield the proceedings from, you know, heightened publicity and other potential things that could undermine the proceedings, it really doesn't matter which participant in the trial is doing the talking, whether.
No, but it does matter, because the judge is biased. And I mean, look, I understand what Andy's point is. I'm saying it does matter because the judge is biased. And the judge is fine with Michael Cohen going out there and speaking. Oh, he's fine with it. I mean, it's just this is why what Trump said today, this is a Biden trial, and this is a crooked trial, and this is not fair. No question about it.
Mr. Trump, is a liar.
This has never happened in this country before. It's a ridiculous thing. It's a ridiculous case. I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. Take a look at Greg Jarrett this morning. He went on. Take a look at Andrew McCarthy or Jonathan Turley or Mark Levin. It's like they say there's no case here. And yet the judge has gagged me, and I'm not allowed to talk about, I guess, his total conflict. The judge is totally conflicted. And you ought to take a look at it. And I'm not supposed to be talking about it, but I am allowed to say that the judge has a conflict that like nobody's ever had before. You ought to take a look at it. He's taken away my constitutional right to speak. I was in Miami this weekend, and reporters are asking me questions, the same questions like you're asking me, and I have to say I have a gag order. I can't speak about it. Never happened before, ever. Number one. Number two, it's a fake trial. They have no case, and it's been absolutely proven now. They have no case whatsoever. This is Alvin Bragg doing it for political reasons for Biden. This is a Biden trial. He's a crooked president.
It is a crooked president. I mean, a crooked trial. And Biden is a crooked president. No question about it. No doubt about it. And Trump's fired up, and he has every right to be fired up. He has every right to be fired up because of what they're doing to him. every right to be fired up. And I think if you lock him up, it just helps. I mean, it really does. Here's a little more what Trump said outside the courthouse.
Mr. Trump, is Michael Cohen a liar?
Can you testify?
I have a gag order as to that first question.
Oh, sorry.
Talking about it. But I am allowed to say that the judge has a conflict that, like, nobody's ever had before. You ought to take a look at it. He's taken away my constitutional right to speak. I was in Miami this weekend, and reporters are asking me questions, the same questions like you're asking me, and I have to...
And it's a damn shame that he has to be put into this situation. No question about it. Here's a little more of Trump.
Well, there's many other articles, many of them having to do with the gag order and the unconstitutionality, having to do with the gag order. And it is unconstitutional, and it shouldn't be allowed. And I wish people could move a little bit quicker, the appellate courts, because the whole world is watching this, and they see what's happening. More importantly, frankly, they have no case. They have absolutely no case. It's a political hoax. It's election interference. Anything they can do, and even the witnesses they want to bring up, they have nothing to do with the case. This is a ridiculous situation. Not fair. Not fair. But we will fight. Thank you.
You know, I'm going to tell you something else about this, too. And I don't know how many other people are giving this analysis, but you know my analysis is always spot on. I don't say that to brag. Well, a little bit to brag. But I also say that because I your time is valuable and I don't want you to feel like you're wasting it. Part of the Trump's out there, every chance he gets, he's trying to speak. He's trying to speak. He's having rallies. He's having a rally that's coming Saturday in Wildwood. We're going to be there watching at Mulligan Shore Bar. He's out there all the time. Where's Biden? Where's Joe Biden? They're hiding him as usual. Hiding him once again. Hiding Biden, right? He doesn't do press conferences. He can't go off script. He comes out, he reads something written for him on a teleprompter, and then he runs. If he goes back and starts speaking, they pot up the music. The music starts blaring so that they can't hear the guy. Part of what they're doing is trying to kneecap Trump so he can't go out there and speak because Biden can't speak. Literally. As in, he physically can't. Jen Psaki was on The View, and The View was suggesting perhaps that maybe Joe Biden should be out there doing more press conferences. And Snark scoffed at the idea because she knows what a political disaster it would be. What an absolute political S show. Could you imagine? If Joe Biden was allowed to just answer questions from the press, could you imagine what a freaking disaster that would be? Oh, my goodness.
So, Jen, you've been on both sides of working as a press secretary, but also now being in the media. And there's been a lot of criticism of Biden, most recently from The New York Times, that he's held the fewest interviews and press availabilities of any president since Reagan. I personally think it would help dispel some of the concerns about his age if he did more. What would your advice be to the White House in terms of his accessibility to press?
Well, I think the benefit of the media environment right now, there's a lot of challenges, but I'm going to start at the optimistic side, is that there are so many choices. And when you're communicating from the White House, I mean, respect for freedom of speech and freedom of the press is important, mm-hmm. but you're also really just trying to communicate with the American people.
Right.
So my view is he should come on The View before he does a press conference.
Thank you.
Sure, you're asking softball questions. Why not?
People want to have real conversations about issues that are happening. Mm-hmm. I think press conferences are important, but I also think him doing Howard Stern, that's an interview that reached a broader audience of people. Him talking to the guys from
Him going and doing softball interviews with you idiots is what we need him to do. Where you'll ask him nice questions. Howard Stern can kiss his ass the entire time. That's what he needs to do, more of that stuff. You know what I mean? Go on shows where everybody's going to just love him and give him softballs. And in fact, you could even give him the questions in advance. We'll write down the answers for him. That's really what he should be doing. I mean, let's be honest. That's really what should be happening here. Not facing questions from people that might ask him things that he can't answer. That's what Jen Psaki's saying. Only do softball stuff. That's remarkable, is it not?
Heartless, which is a great podcast. If you're in the White House, you're not thinking about, am I checking the box on doing the most interviews? You're thinking about, am I doing the most I can to communicate my message to the American people? That's who I represent. So I would say more Howard Stern, come on The View, more Smartless conversations where you're having conversations about policy, but they're real ones that people have at their kitchen.
And they're also not just gotcha moments. Sometimes as a citizen, when I watch, I don't want the same just like catching moment. I want to know what's going on. I don't always get that from a press conference.
Exactly. But you're not going to get gotcha questions from Howard Stern or The View, obviously, or the Smartless podcast. So you're good. You're good. You don't have to worry about it. You're good. Obviously. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. This is what they're trying to do is 2020 all over again. Hide him in the basement. Hide him in the basement. Hide in Biden, and then just don't let him be out there as much as possible. As much as possible, try to hide the guy so that he never comes outside and never speaks and never says anything stupid, because the more control they possibly can, the better. That's what they want to do. You know, I think also, too, what you have here is a problem. You have a problem within the Democrat Party, and they don't want Joe Biden to say anything. You've got Biden's campaign co-chair coming out there and saying Bernie Sanders comparing the Gaza war to Biden's Vietnam is an over-exaggeration. You got a Democrat member of Congress who said Biden's wavering on this Israel stuff is not helping him. But I'm going to get into with you this hour, who are the big money people behind this? All these college protests that you're watching, who are the big money people behind this? I've got the names for you. I've got the names. Look, I have no idea who Trump's going to pick as his VP. And I don't think it's going to be Kristi Noem anymore. I don't want to take shots. I know what it's like. I mean, the media, the corporate media, and then taking shots at our side all the time. But I do like to be instructional sometimes in what not to do. And because I was a huge fan of hers. I mean, I really thought she was going to be the pick. And I'm bummed about this dog story. I am, because it's such a freaking distraction that just Trump doesn't need. You know what I mean? And she doesn't help herself. She doesn't do herself any favors. There's an old saying, when you get into a hole, stop digging, you know? Stop digging. And it's the whole thing's become about shooting this puppy. The whole freaking thing. The whole thing. All her legacy, all her great work. And yes, I get it. That's how the corporate media works. I get it. But you got to be smarter than that. You know, you got to anticipate what your enemies are going to do in politics. You have to figure out, hey, if I put this out there, is this going to help or hurt me? And I don't need to join the pylon. It's a shame. It really is. It's a shame because I thought she was absolutely right there in terms of what could be a great pick. And now this story is just such a distraction that, you know, and yeah, I know it's not fair. I get it. I mean, I know how it works, but that's the point. That's why you hire people like me, so that people like her don't step in these kind of massive landmines and then make things worse for themselves. Like making it worse by saying Biden's dog should have been shot. That's what she said over the weekend. She was on one of the shows. And look, you know, I mean, if you, Commander, it wasn't his fault. The dog was high on Hunter's cocaine the whole time he was biting people. He was the cocaine White House dog. That's my movie. That's literally my movie. Cocaine White House dog. You think it was Hunter's fault? I mean, the commander's fault that he was biting people? No. Dog snorting lines. What do you expect's going to happen? What do you expect's going to happen? As for picking someone from Florida, I've explained to you the Electoral College problem, which is that it could cause, if it's a close election, I don't think it's going to be a close election, but there are a lot of other good choices out there. It is funny how Doug Burgum seems to be everywhere, though. Trump Burgum. You know, and like I've said, if he picks Burgum, then it's very possible Burgum is a heartbeat away from the presidency, in which case then, you know, my prognostication could turn out to be true. Just saying. But they want to keep hiding Biden as much as possible. I mean, Trump's so good out there in front of a crowd. He's so good at that, and he just goes on the offense, and he's just, it's just, oh, it's great. And Biden can't speak. Biden can't speak, and that's why they want to keep hiding him. It's unbelievable. All right, listen, who are the Democrat power brokers behind these protests and the violent insurrections you're seeing on college campuses? I've got the list for you. Some of these names you know quite well. It's our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So who's paying for all those protests on college campuses? That's what you're probably wondering. Who's the money? Who's got the fazools, as we always like to say? Who are the money people? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here on this Monday as we get our week started off right, on the right foot. Cover a lot of ground today. But who's paying? Who's paying for all this? And does it explain why Joe Biden's been so quiet? Who is funding the pro-Palestinian protesters? Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. They're backed by a surprising source. Biden's biggest donors. According to an article from Politico, some of the most outspoken groups against Biden and Israel get funding from foundations attached to some of the biggest names in Democratic circles. Imagine that. I know. You're just as shocked as I am. President Joe Biden has been dogged for months by pro-Palestinian protesters calling him Genocide Joe. But some of the groups behind the demonstrations receive financial backing from philanthropists pushing hard for his re-election. The donors include some of the biggest names in Democratic circles. Soros? Who's that guy? Have we heard of him, Matt DeSantis, George Soros? Rockefeller and Pritzker, according to a Politico analysis. Two of the organizers supporting the protests at Columbia University and on other campuses are Jewish Voice for Peace and If Not Now. Both are supported by the Tides Foundation, which is seeded by Democratic mega donor George Soros and was previously supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It in turn supports numerous small nonprofits that work for social change. Soros declined to comment. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has previously funded the Tides Foundation and other groups, said it no longer has active grants to Tides. It also does not support Jewish Voice for Peace or If Not Now. Another notable Democratic donor whose philanthropy has helped fund the protest movement is David Rockefeller Jr., who sits on the board of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. 2022, they gave $300,000 to the Tides Foundation. Tides has nearly given $500,000 over the past 5 years to Jewish Voices for Peace, which explicitly describes itself as anti-Zionist. Several other groups involved in pro-Palestinian protests are backed by a foundation funded by Susan and Nick Pritzker, heir to the Hyatt Hotel Empire, and supporters of Biden and numerous Democratic campaigns, including $6,600 to the Biden Victory Fund. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's the maximum donation you can give. So there you go. And more than $300,000 during the 2020 campaign. So, you know, they're what's called bundlers. They bundle the money. That's when you come to somebody and you go, hey, you want money? Well, I don't just have money. I got a bundle of cash. I got a bundle over here. The trail of donations shows a series of blurred lines when it comes to liberal causes and Democratic politics. Often those missions are aligned, but they also sometimes have different and, particularly when it comes to Gaza, conflicting agendas and tactics. And a small group of wealthy heavyweights are often playing an outsized role, funding many of them. But as protester tactics have grown more intense, like taking over university buildings, shouting anti-Semitic remarks, calling for genocide, death to the Jews, the groups behind them are now attracting criticism from prominent donors on the left. Quote, why is the Rockefeller Fund giving significant grants to Jewish Voice for Peace, which blamed the horrific October 7th attacks on Israel and the United States rather than Hamas? Said Alicia Weisel, a Democratic donor who chairs the Elie Wiesel Foundation, an organization that supports anti-genocide work. Jewish Voice for Peace, which did not return a request for comment, has been a leader in disruptive protests against Biden, including shouting genocide supporter at his glitzy Radio City Music Hall in New York in March. You remember that one? That's the one there Obama was at and Clinton was at. Its protests on campuses across the country and its statement immediately following the October 7th attack said that the source of all the violence was Israeli apartheid and occupation, and the United States complicitly joins in that oppression. Well, you see, those are the buzzwords. Oppression, oppressor, because there's got to be it always an oppressor and the oppressed. Always. That's how the left thinks. That's the left's mindset. Somebody's always oppressed. Somebody's always the oppressor. It's how it works. The complex funding system in the nonprofit space sometimes means that groups are funded by grants or even subgrants from a larger organization that isn't involved in granular day-to-day management of an activist group's work. In a statement to Politico, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund noted it cannot support political activity or campaigns and is not involved in the personal political giving of trustees. They try to run from this. But hey, there are times that they're giving money over. And some of the donors say they feel conflicted as they watch these protests unfold. Gee, why is that? Because they're watching insurrections take place on college campuses, hearing some of the most vile anti-Semitic speech going on. But I told you there's money behind all this. I told you, just like that A15 day of action when they shut down the bridges and the tunnels and the thoroughfares. These things are not organic. These things are never organic. These things are always led by outside agitators. And it's funny how George, the same names are always at the top of the list, right? Soros and the Gates Foundation, and I'm sure the Clintons have their hands in something like this too. We're hearing from folks who want to make sure that their dollars aren't supporting people who are supporting Hamas and shouting anti-Semitic things, said Daniel Goldwyn, Public Affairs Director, Executive Director of the Jewish United Fund in Chicago, which issues grants to small local nonprofits and to larger national nonprofits. If it's an organization they've been giving to for a long time, we encourage them to call and communicate their concerns. Gee, that's very nice. Biden is struggling to regain support from young people who went overwhelmingly for him in 2020, and the protests may complicate that effort. Those at Columbia University in particular have emerged as a thorn in the side of Biden, who finally weighed in on them on Thursday. Said destroying property is not peaceful protest. It's against the law, Biden said. But some Democrats are downplaying all this. Like, it's not going to hurt Joe Biden. Oh, don't worry about it. Elections aren't determined on foreign policy issues, said Jill Zippin. That's very close to Zip It. said Jill Zippit, co-founder and chair of the Democratic Jewish Outreach Pennsylvania, a political outreach committee that works to elect Democrats in Pennsylvania. The protest movement and the encampments probably won't be an issue in November, but it's really hard to say because things can change quickly. So you just completely contradicted yourself there. Now, what I've told you over and over again is that what it really concerns, where it really bothers Biden, where it really affects him, will be Wisconsin and Michigan, because those whack job states that Biden needs to win have a lot of crazy people within the ranks there who are all backed by all this, and they want to see the end of Israel. And they may just vote for Jill Stein in solidarity because she got arrested along with them. The Climate Justice Alliance took part in pro-Palestinian marches that have used the phrase Genocide Joe. Black Organizing for Leadership and Dignity, another group backed by the Libra Foundation, promotes pro-Palestinian demonstrations on its website. And a third, Immigrant Defense Project, was part of a protest in Washington that saw 13 activists arrested by Capitol Police. And then you also have the Adala Justice Project, which is led by the Tides Foundation. You got a bunch of hedge funds here. The group wrote an X that universities are hedge funds deeply embedded with weapons manufacturers. Well, they're probably not wrong on that point. The Tides Foundation issued a statement about funding groups that protest, saying it is committed to advancing social justice, adding that its community of fiscally sponsored projects, donors, and grantees, represent a wide range of perspectives on what social justice looks like. We all know what it looks like. It looks like craziness on college campuses. That's what it looks like. You know that, and I know that. In fact, the Biden-Harris campaign shared a PBS News footage of Michigan voters. And they say, the biggest issue for me is democracy. What we saw on January 6th, Trump will be a dictator. Now, they don't share that the Gen Z voter is a member of the College Democrats. This is very scripted, of course, obviously, as our buddy Joe Concha pointed out. And these same groups of college kids on college campuses who are not involved with College Democrats, see, the College Democrats are going to be out there working hard for Biden. They're not the ones I'm talking about. The ones I'm talking about are all the college kids out there who think that Joe Biden is part of the problem, and they'll just vote as a protest vote. But listen to the scripted group of college Democrats reading right from the DNC playbook, shall we?
The biggest thing for me is just simply democracy. I mean, you know, we saw January 6th, we saw, you know, Trump just gradually eroding things away over the course of his term. And now he's admitting it flat out. I'm going to be a dictator on day one. I don't think that's just rhetoric. I think that's an admission. I think that's almost a boast. Biggest thing for me is just simply democracy. I mean, you know, we saw January 6th, we saw, you know, Trump just gradually eroding things away over the course of his term. And now he's admitting it flat out. I'm going to be a dictator on day one. I don't think that's just rhetoric.
Right.
I think that's an admission. I think that's almost a boast.
A boast. It's a boast. It's a boast. Isn't it funny how these guys say exactly what the corporate media says and what the Democrat National Committee says and what everybody else says? You think? I mean, isn't that something? Isn't that interesting how that works? Isn't that interesting? Now, Larry Krasner, speaking of George Soros, the George Soros-funded prosecutor here in Philadelphia, he actually visited where protesters at Penn are committing numerous crimes, criminal acts, harassing students. Then he justifies why cops won't intervene and why his office won't prosecute any of the protesters. That's right. Philadelphia's own Marxist lunatic, Larry Krasner.
I am here in a role that is a little different lane than some others. My job ultimately is to do justice and uphold the Constitution, and to do them at the same time. The First Amendment comes from here. This is Philadelphia. We don't have to do stupid like they did at Columbia. We don't have to do stupid. What we should be doing here is upholding our tradition of being a welcoming, inviting city where people say things, even if other people don't like them, because they have a right to say it.
It's not about that.
And where protesters also have an obligation to remain nonviolent and to engage in speech activity and in activity that does not become illegal.
People should have the right to protest. People have the right to free speech. And there should be communication with these protesters and negotiations in good faith.
That's a Philly City Council member. But here's some of the people at Penn who simply harassed a student just for walking on campus.
In fact, I bet, despite the private security team that you've assembled, I can really walk like wherever I want over here. And there's not much you can do to me. Well, I'm not sure what's creepier. Me, the student walking on College Hall in the beginning of the morning.
Camp, huh? Why are you laying prone trying to hide?
Or you guys all in balaclavas and spreading flashlights in my face doing the same thing. Last I checked, this isn't even the camp.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I mean, your face is covered.
Don't matter.
I'm not even sure if you're a student. Are you a student, sir?
What you gonna do about it?
I don't know. But I am a student, so like...
Don't give
I pay good money for this one. It's like a nice campus, you know?
Interesting.
He ain't coming in the camp.
No, it's not late at night. It's early in the morning.
He ain't coming in the camp.
Back up. Not in the camp.
Back up.
Your camp is on this side, man.
Back up.
Your side's on this, man. You can't do anything.
Back up.
You can't touch me.
Back up.
I'm not even sure you can stand right in front of me like that.
Yes,
it's kind of
I
annoying.
Can. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I can.
We're not touching.
That's true.
Don't do something you're
Nice. Don't do something you're going to regret.
I'm going to regret.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. You shouldn't threaten me like that either. It's kind of weird.
Don't do something you're going to regret.
All right.
I think it's time for you to go.
I'm really not sure you have that jurisdiction.
Their faces are all covered, by the way.
All right. This is all of our... Well, I'm not even sure if it's all of our campus because, like, I'm not sure which of any of you are students.
This is an occupation. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
Okay.
Do you think you're doing a good thing right now?
You're up real bad.
I'm doing a neutral thing right now.
Neutral.
So I think I'm just walking around on College Green, and I'm getting harassed by men in balaclavas and women in balaclavas.
Nah, you're
scarves.
Stalking, laying in the shadows. That's what you're doing. You're being a real creep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, very good. It's kind of weird, not going to lie.
Nah, you know what? It's fine. They're just mostly peaceful. They just like sounding real tough and scary, right? That's all. Right, Larry Krasner? Right? Something how it all comes home to Philadelphia, right? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. As we continue along here, our fourth and final hour, don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, before we turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin, I just want to say thanks again if you joined us on Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. What a great time we had. It was amazing. It was such a fun time. I really enjoyed being there, and possibly our best showing of the Zeoli Army yet. I mean, the room was packed the entire time. People left. People came in and took their seats. It was great. Fantastic night. Fantastic day. So thank you very much. And I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday. Saturday for a Trump rally watch party at Mulligan's Shore Bar in Wildwood. That's right. Rally starts at 5 p.m. I'm getting there just about that time. We'll watch together. We'll hang out, have a little camaraderie. And we don't even have to go to the rally. That's the best part. We get to watch it without having to deal with waiting in line. And we'll have fun. Mulligan Shore Bar is a great place. My buddy Johnny Z. And you'll have a great time. So mark your calendar for that this coming Saturday. Mulligan Shore Bar, some of the nicest people. Great food, great drinks. And it'll be a lot of fun. If you remember, we were there years ago. First time Trump came to Wildwood. I was in mornings then, and we did the shows there all day, and we started drinking Bloody Marys, I believe, at 6 a.m. Maybe a little bit later, but either way. But now I'll be there at 5 p.m. All right, Dom Giordano's going to be there during the day, so make sure you come out and join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Did you see, I don't know if you saw this or not, but crazy Maxine Waters, boy, she's a real kook, isn't she? She's got a whole conspiracy theory now that we're all training up in the hills for coordinated attack. Why is it that militia people are always up in the hills? You ever wonder that? I always wonder that. Like, why the hills? What's wrong with perfectly flat land? I never understood that, but that's so in the stereotype of militia people, they're always in the hills and the mountains. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, what you can practice on a perfectly flat piece of farmland. If you want to practice at the revolution, the takeover, the next January 6th, You can always just do it on flat land, but that's beside the point. Remember, it's the perpetual myth that the left pushes out that at any moment now, domestic violent extremists, moms in yoga pants, dads in Cabela's fishing hats, are going to come out of the woodwork and start taking over January 6th, part two, the high holy day of the left. And of course, it doesn't happen. The demand for domestic violent extremists does not match the supply of domestic violent extremists because there just aren't enough domestic violent extremists. I'm not saying there aren't kooks up in the mountains or in flatland. I'm not saying that there aren't people that have hate in their hearts. I'm just telling you that all the lies you hear about white rural rage and all the other stereotypes that are set against people, they're all lies. They're myths. They're lies and they're myths. That's why there are fake hate crimes. That's why, you know, you'll find guys, I'm sure there's guys sitting around watching television, polishing their guns and going, man, I'd love to take over. I'd love to have July 4th, 1776 all over again. I don't know if that's a mountain accent, a southern accent, a hill accent, a flat farmland accent. I don't really know what kind of accent that is. But anyway, I mean, I'm sure there are people like that. And then they go, all right, who wants to go fishing? Or duck hunting. I don't know, but they don't go and take over the Capitol. That's the point. But this is the myth, and this, and what the Department of Justice has done, and they've used January 6th as their effort to do this, like I told you they would on January 7th. If you remember, I came on the air on January 7th of 2021. I said, mark my words, the government's going to use this now to spy on us even more. And sure enough, they do with the narrative of there are domestic violent extremists everywhere you look. And if you're not looking, if you don't see them, you're just not looking hard enough. I mean, they have to keep making up groups, people that pray in mass in Latin, moms that speak out at school board meetings, and on it goes. This is what they do. But Maxine Waters, what a kook she is. I mean, she's calling on the DOJ to investigate all them people in the hills.
This is a man who we better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, you know, what communities they're going to attack. This is a
training up in the hills somewhere. The hill people. Now, I shared with you in the last segment how all these groups that are protesting, the violent protests on college campus, the anti-Semitic groups, they're all backed by all these big Democrat donors, Soros and Pritzker and the whoever else, Rockefeller, all these people. Who's behind all the Hill people? Who's behind all the Militia Hill guys? What foundation is backing them? That's what I want to know. And the answer is nobody, because it's a lie. It's a myth. It's what they do. It's the constant, perpetual fugazi of the left. But this is what they use to justify their spying. This is what they use to justify how they come after all of us all the time. And they have to know what we're saying on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. This is what they use to justify this stuff. And it's a joke. It's a total joke. But then we have ABC's Jonathan Karl opens his segment on Sunday this week, because I guess the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos must have had the week off, maybe to go visit the graveside of George Stephanopoulos, since they're not related, obviously. I mean, ABC News would never hire the former Clinton campaign operative who was involved in paying hush money to women who made accusations against Bill Clinton to sit there and comment on the Trump case in New York, because that would be a huge, absurd conflict of interest. And ABC News would never sully its beautiful, pristine reputation as an unbiased news organization by having that George Stephanopoulos as their chief political guy. Because they'd be like, wait a second, you're talking about this Trump case where the allegation is Stormy Daniels got paid money to not talk about an alleged affair, and you literally did that? Like, you did that with Clinton? And now you're going to sit here and talk about it and comment on it and pretend like we're all just supposed to pretend like that didn't happen? So clearly two different George Stephanopouloses. The first one that I mentioned, who was involved in all the Clinton hush money, very, very sad, was actually killed by some Hill people. But the kind that you see in the movies, the radioactive Hill people who got exposed to something and then came out at night and you know, more like that. So tragic. Ripped him limb to limb. They weren't militia people, but they were, you know, inbred. So squeal like a pig. Anyway, this is John Carl here sitting in for the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. Dun, dun, dun.
From ABC News.
Wow.
It's This Week. Here now, Jonathan Carl.
Good morning. Welcome to This Week. For as long as I've covered politics, politicians have said this will be the most important election of our lifetimes.
Right.
They said that no matter how high or low the stakes actually were. Election Day 2024 is exactly 6 months from today. And this time, the divisions in our country are so vast and the choice so stark, there's little doubt this really is the most important election of our time. No more crying wolf. This is it.
This is it. No more crying wolf, you understand? The wolves must be silent. Don't you cry wolf to me. I'm John Carl, sitting in for the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. And I will have no crying of thy wolfishness. What? I don't really know exactly what I just said, but something along those lines of that. All right. Listen, the great one, Mark Levin, is up next. I hope you have a great rest of your night tonight. And don't forget, Saturday, that's right, this coming Saturday for the big Trump rally in Wildwood, Mulligan Shore Bar. We're going to be there. Keep the conversation going on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you Saturday as we're going to watch the Trump rally live together at Mulligan Shore Bar. Oh, yeah, baby.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.